How I Became a Hem by Richard Nichols, ZS5, Romeo Mike November. I have, from a very young age, have had a love for radio and audio devices. I would sit on the floor in front of the speaker listening to the radio or a record, often taking a rusk and rubbing it on the front, material of which I would get into trouble for by my mom. I later was given an old radio in order to comfort me after burning my lip on a hot pan in the kitchen. I apparently was so distraught that a radio was my parents' only way of making me happy. Can you believe it? This radio actually worked until one Christmas we had friends staying with us. The radio was taken apart with the help of one of the older boys. For the life of me, I cannot remember his name. My dad, in about 1961, was in Israel in the kibbutz together with Max White. My dad was from England and came to South Africa on a boat together with Max. This resulted in the start of my dad's engineering career. He worked for the CSIR. In 1971, when I was 2 years old, we moved to Natal. My dad was sent down to Natal to start an engineering consultancy to facilitate the construction of bridges for roads being designed by Stradom Newmark and Anthony. The firm was to be known as Nichols and Van Wyk. He was responsible for the bridges on the south coast all the way into Zululand, also helping to link Natal with the Transvaal. In the 1980s, my mom did a degree in speech and drama and what was known as an HDE, or Higher Diploma in Education. Later, she was a reader for tape aids for the blind and presented a radio show on Radio Maritzburg. In her younger days in Pretoria, where she met my dad, she was involved in the theatre and was in a production of Salad Days and The Boyfriend. In 2017, I became involved in Capital 104 FM, first as a listener. I had started to phone in to Winkel and Kyanda and was reading poems from a book titled A Child's Garden of Verses. On one weekend, I was going to be away, so I recorded the readings and sent them in. Magda replied back, asking if I would do this on a weekly basis. This item became Poems on the Couch. When her co-presenter passed away, I started to come to the studio and would do the live introduction for Poems on the Couch, known now for podcasting as Richard's World of Stories. Later, a new music show, On the Beat, was created. I became producer and co-presenter for the show and provided an African story and Richard's Pick of the Week, selecting a unique piece of music. Once Capital 104 closed, I needed an outlet, so I reformatted an African story by remastering them for podcasting. Poems on the Couch, all content was re-recorded due to copyright issues, having read other authors' content. Ham radio. I purchased a pair of BF888S radios. Later on, I purchased the Baofeng UV16. After doing research, I realized that I needed to get licensed, as a lot of these online stores will sell ham radios to anyone without question, while others will require a license for one model, while the UV5R, no proof of license is required. Coming from special school education, as in Newton High School in Pietermaritzburg, I had no science background, as in the maths required for electronics. On about the 12th of February, a friend from the ham radio group on Facebook reminded me of the online lectures. I surprised myself when the results came out and I had passed the RAE. I will admit that at times going through the technical stuff was hard, but as each chapter got completed, you start to make sense of it. For me, it's like a puzzle with just about all the pieces missing. I wish more people would get into the hobby that offers so much in the way of platforms available to amateur radio enthusiasts. And one speaks to friends or colleagues at the office, first words, are you becoming a disc jockey? We need to have the hobby as a subject at school. Back to ZR3, Victor Delta Kilo from ZS5, Romeo Mike, November.